The first commercial product using nylon was made on this day in 1938. Can you name it? The answer is next from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Did you know that eating less than 1,000 calories a day can actually make your body gain weight instead of lose it? To lose weight, you have to feed your body right. Hi, I'm Steve Bostic, president of Right Size Smoothies. When I looked around for a weight loss solution that would work for me, I couldn't find one that fed my body right. So I decided to create my own. My weight loss smoothies are so effective, so powerful, that I'm going to let anyone who calls today try them for 2 full weeks. I'll even personally guarantee that you'll see the weight fall right off. To claim your 2-week trial, call now and receive free shipping and handling. The number is 1-800-797-9479. And now I've made my meal replacement smoothies even better because I'm going to guarantee the first 100 callers a 2-week weight loss trial. I'll even include free shipping and handling, plus my revolutionary blender bottle absolutely free. But you have to call 1-800-797-9479. That's 1-800-797-9479.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, February 24th, the 55th day of the year. Actor Abe Vigoda celebrates his 90th birthday, and the first commercial product to use nylon was made on this day in 1938. No Lady's Hosiery wasn't the first nylon product. It was the nylon bristled toothbrush. And that begs the question, how did we brush our teeth before 1938? The well-to-do may have had brushes made from a boar or badger hair, while common folk relied on chewing sticks made from twigs or simply wiped their teeth with a rag dipped in an abrasive like salt or soot. Brushing as a daily routine wasn't common until World War II, when U.S. soldiers were required to clean their teeth daily. And that's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.